Nearly 100 million Americans are under heat-related warnings and advisories. Many parts of the South and Midwest are seeing 100-degree temperatures, and in the Southwest, it's scorching, which isn't just unpleasant for vulnerable populations. It's downright dangerous. Oh, and summer hasn't even started. Matthew Cappucci is a meteorologist for the Washington Post Capital Weather Gang. Hi, Matthew.
Hey, how are you?
And I'm fine, except, you know, I'm feeling for people in this area because the National Weather Service tweeted out a reminder. Heat is the number one weather-related killer in the U.S.
It is, and I wish it got the headlines it deserves because, you know, when we're talking about like a landfalling hurricane or tornado outbreak, that's sort of easy to visualize, but heat is much more sneaky than that. And when we talk about heat, it's usually excess mortality. So vulnerable populations who may have been on the fringe already now pushed to the brink by the exceptional temperatures, and that's something we're already seeing ongoing right now. One of my bigger concerns, in addition to daytime highs, the anomalously warm nighttime lows. Right. Some places not dipping below like 85 at night. The body can't cool down. You add on heat stress, and the overnight lows that are warm are especially bad for those heat-related fatalities. Mm. St. Louis last night had a morning low of 83 degrees. Now, that is the record warmest overnight low they've ever seen during the month of June. And keep in mind, you know, St. Louis is not Phoenix, Arizona. Everybody in Phoenix has air conditioning. St. Louis, not so much. And you have a lot of people there who don't have the means to get to cooling shelters, who might have medical challenges. And so I'm really concerned about episodes like that. And again, overnight tonight, we're forecasting a low of 81 degrees there. So that's pretty concerning. Mm-hmm. Now, last week, the heat dome was already in place. Phoenix hit 114. Las Vegas hit a record of 109 degrees. But now we're seeing that heat shift east. So North Platte, Nebraska on Monday hit 108 degrees, their warmest June temperature ever recorded. We're talking temperatures nearing 100 as far north as Minneapolis and Milwaukee. It really is amazing how many people are covered by highs in the upper 90s and near 100. Even Columbia, South Carolina forecast to top 100 degrees in these coming days.
Right. And we mentioned how dangerous these are. The CDC says more than 600 people die from excessive heat annually. You said everyone in, you know, Arizona probably has air conditioning. Maybe some people don't, you know, and certainly there are people in low income areas or people mm-hmm. who just don't think about this excessive heat who don't have that. So again, speak right now to, you know, where in the country should people really get ready for this?
Really, anyone from the plains to the southeast, I said earlier on in one of my articles, the Corn Belt to the Carolinas, that's kind of the key area. And my concern is that, you know, you mentioned the low-income folks. You're exactly right. Not everybody has access to cool locations. And one of the trickier things from a public planning standpoint is that a lot of agencies will open cooling shelters during the daytime because they think, you know, the afternoon highs are the warmest. Well, yes, that's true. It's the overnight lows, like we were talking earlier on, where oftentimes they shut the cooling shelters at night, and then where do people go? Even people who are experiencing houselessness don't get to, you know, get to a cool location overnight. So that's something I'm very much concerned about. The CDC numbers you mentioned earlier on, those are actually pretty low because they don't always count that excess mortality. So it is vital that if you have elderly neighbors, if you have relatives, check up on them. Make sure they have a plan. Make sure they have access to a cool location and you know, they're stocked up on water. We're also seeing issues, too. I want to briefly mention in Texas, I believe there's one community near Midland, Odessa, that saw a water main break and now is essentially with only about 48 hours worth of water for the town. Mm. So it's a multifaceted issue. And especially for places that haven't planned adequately, this could be a really high-end event.
And of course, Matthew, we know with climate change, we're just going to be facing more of these extreme weather events.
Yeah, definitely. I always try to liken it to, let's say, for example, you're playing basketball, okay? You know, you might get a slam dunk once in a while, but if you were a foot taller, you get a slam dunk much more often. Same exact thing with climate change. You're pushing ordinary events into record territory. It always gets hot in the summertime. You get these days that are anomalously hot, but suddenly climate change is able to supercharge these events. And for example, let's talk about Phoenix. You know, it's always hot there in the summertime. But if you go back to World War II versus now, the average June temperature has warmed about 10 degrees, ooh, thanks in part to climate change and thanks in part to the urban heat island effect. So climate change is kind of pushing things into a really record territory.
Matthew Cappucci, meteorologist with the Washington Post Capital Weather Gang. Thank you.
Thank you.
And of course, Matthew talked about the heat. He mentioned the heat dome, which is sitting over this area. It's caused by high pressure. But he warns also, don't forget about the storms that are caused by heat. There's something called bow echoes. Those are curved squall lines. The dreaded derecho, those are the wind storms. And a thunderstorm complex called the Mesoscale Convective System, MCS. be on the lookout. Keep your ears tuned to your weather forecast in your region if you're in these heat areas.